welcome to episode number 47 of
Brutal Battle Zizzazow.
Skat, 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 skat.
God, that was horrible.
Skeet, 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 skeet.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Episode 47.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, that's, what is that, Heinz?
Heinz 47?
No, is that 50? Is that 47 or 57?
57, I believe.
Oh, darn.
We're not ketchup yet.
We're not ketchup yet.
What, in 10 episodes, yes, we'll be ketchup.
We will be ketchup.
No, it's crazy, though. 47. You know, if you think back to episode 1... Mm-hmm. Where we were, how we were feeling.
I was so nervous on our first recording. I had, oh my God.
It's like sweating bullets.
Like, I was like, oh my God, people are going to hear this. Oh my God. Oh my God. What do I sound like? I hate my voice. I'm fat. Eh.
Just like for mall rats. Like, what if you pop a boner, man? What if you fart?
Yeah, exactly.
People are watching.
I have farted and popped a boner on this show. So, you know.
A few on the second one.
Yeah.
More than once.
Yeah. That's just, oh yeah, I have wood constantly.
And it's not just in the beers.
No. Nope. There is barrel aging in my pants.
What? Would that be like white pine or, I don't know.
Redwood. Duh.
Oh, redwood. Okay. Well, let us do what everyone knows we're going to do.
Yeah.
Hop knowledge.
We like to start the show off with the most entertaining segment we have. Just to kick you off on a good note.
I mean, honestly, I'm kind of treating it like an obligation.
Yes.
But it's good because anyone who really wants this kind of knowledge, which I do, I really do. I want to be learning this stuff. So anyone who wants it, I guess we're kind of like downplaying it for them. But
anyone who doesn't want it, hit that little button on your phone that's like skip, you know,
15 seconds.
Hit it. And then yeah. All right.
And again. And again. Okay. So the hop for today is Challenger. Mm. It is for, origin is England. Description is moderate herbal spices. Details: bred by HRIY College, released in 1968. It says released in 1968 or 1972. There's plenty of time in between there. Yes.
HRIY College.
So here's the thing: 1968, 1972, whatever year you like in there, just pick it, and that's when it was.
I like 69.
Okay, it was 1969. Then.
That's a good number.
That's when it came out.
That's a great number.
Granddaughter of what? It's the granddaughter of Northern Brewer and the cousin of Target Hops. I don't understand the
family tree of hops.
There's a family tree of hops apparently, and Brewkeep has it. The family tree.
Wow, that's sad.
Generally used for bitterness, but provides a pleasant flavor and aroma. Uses for bitterness, flavor, and aroma. You want to guess what styles it's typically used for? Probably not a hop you're going to be into. English ales and lagers.
Mm.
Yeah. Not quite what you would call the cream of the crop.
I just lost my wood.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. Some examples of the Challenger hop. It was hard for me to find them. Hopefully some people know what these beers are. The one is Faultline Brewing's Pale Ale, as well as, this one sounds cool, Dark Star Brewery's Espresso.
Dark Star Brewery.
Yeah,
that
Dark
is
Star,
awesome.
Right?
Let's go get some of their beers.
Dark Star, if you ever listen to this podcast, send us your beers because we love your name.
That's cool. Dark Star.
And we hope that your beers are good, too.
That's like thing. Dudes with tattoos and freaking piercings serve like, yeah,
so,
spikes all over the pint glasses and bleeding and shit.
Dark Star. Actually, that's Three Floyds.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're Dark very Lord. Much like that. I wanted to bring up a few beers that I had recently that were quite good. Don't forget, we are getting to it. There is a beer knife fight in progress, but
we're looking at it. It's eyeing us. Yeah. It's eyeballing us, boy. It's eyeballing us real good.
Since I said Three Floyds, I wanted to bring up the fact that recently I was able to secure a bottle of their Zombie Dust Pale Ale, which is very sought after. I was able to find it on a website from a online liquor store that I'm not going to disclose what it is because it's my little secret. No, it's not. It's West Lakeview Liquors. So anyone can just search West Lakeview Liquors, or I believe it's WVLiquors.com. And they have some really good stuff on there. I'm sorry.
I was thinking,
that's right. WLV Liquors. Kyle was there.
Virginia Liquors?
Yeah, Kyle was there with a really funny look on his face, like, spelling it out. Yes, WLVLiquors.com. They have a lot of really good stuff there. They're from the Chicago area, so they can get a lot of stuff that we here in Maryland cannot get. But I was able to secure a bottle of Zombie Dust, and we've talked a few times about beer hype being ridiculous. Because it is so ridiculous around Three Floyds, you can only buy one beer of their beers on that website. So you can go through and buy one of each style they have available from Three Floyds, but you can only get one. So when I went to get Zombie Dust, I can only buy one 12-ounce bottle.
That's retarded.
I mean, obviously, I didn't just purchase that and have it shipped to my house because the shipping would have been ridiculous. It would have been like $18 shipping for a $4 bottle of beer, which just doesn't make sense. So I threw some other stuff in there, which should hopefully be pretty good. I got some Pipeworks stuff, so I'm excited about that. And maybe I'll talk about that at some point when I have it. But the Zombie Dust was quite good. It was really, really awesome, but once again, one of those situations where it's overhyped still. I mean, had nobody given me any hype around it, and I tried it, I would have been like, man, this is a really kick-ass beer. But since there was all this hype around it, I was like, you know, this is still a really good beer, but I'm a little disappointed because the hype made it sound so much more amazing.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, and that's what's happening with a lot of beers these days. And it's sad. It's truly sad. But I believe the main hop in that is Citra, which we have not gotten to yet in our, oh, so I just gave it away. But anyway, there's Citra hops in that. And a lot of people say that that beer is the best example of the best use of Citra hops a lot of the time. So just so people know that. But it was quite good. If anyone can actually get their hands on it, I would recommend it. Just know that the hype around it is a little bit too much. So you might be a tad disappointed if you feed into that crazy hype. But I just want to talk about that beer. Kyle, did you have anything you really want to talk about before the beer knife fight?
Nope.
Okay.
I've been hitting the whiskey pretty hard, so...
Not tonight, just no, in general.
Actually, right now, I
right
have
now.
A flask of it in my coat pocket.
Alright, well... Sorry, take a drink of water. The beer knife fight continues. This is the second episode for the new beer knife fight, where I'm locked in Mortal Kombat with Sean Creel of Brewkeep.
Finish him.
I'm working on it. If people remember last episode, Sean's double wide IPA from Boulevard Brewing was in. Got pretty decent marks, so we've got a beer in front of us right now. Don't know if it'll be mine or his. Don't know what it is, so... Let's start taking a look at it.
Let's go.
It is super clear.
Yes.
It is super clear. Yellow with a little orangish tinge.
Yeah. It's got a hay kind of color to it.
Yeah.
A little bit darker. Golden. Very golden.
Very white head.
Very white. Pearly white head, even.
Yes.
That's how I like my head. Pearly.
Pearly.
All right. Sniffery.
Smells it.
Woo. Doctor. That's got some sharpness to it.
It is sharp.
That just smells like it's going to rip your head off.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of mango to it.
Yes, there is. I even get like the pithy, thready mango, like that's all coming through. Even a little bit of peach, maybe. Peach?
Yeah, oh, I totally get peach. Mango and peach together in harmony. It's like Bone Thugs and Harmony, but it's mango and peach. It is
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bo, 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 bo.
Boom, boom,
tell me what
boom.
You gonna do when the knife fight comes for you. I swear, I can't sing.
No, you're not the worst.
All right. Smell good to you?
I can't wait to try it.
Yeah,
well, I'm excited.
Pop into that. Woo!
Wow. That cuts like a knife. That is a blade of hoppy death.
It is very hoppy.
Wish it had just a touch more body, I'll say that.
It's kind of astringent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is, wow.
The dandelion bitterness?
Yeah.
Crisp as an MF. Like it hurts my mouth almost.
Which has got this snap.
Yes.
Once it's in your mouth, just
it's
like
sharp.
Fresh.
Yes.
Wow.
I am not a fan of this one.
Oh, you do not like it?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. I'm going to take some more water.
I feel like a beer with a lot of hops needs to have some sort of rounding characteristics for me. And this is just sharp, hard, bitter, shockingly bitter.
Yeah.
This is no good for me.
And I'm getting a little bit of like the pininess from hops.
Yeah, oh yeah. Pine cone.
I'm getting pininess, a decent
resin.
Yeah, yeah, very resiny.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's real resiny.
It's got very fresh hops.
I'm a little between on this one.
It's sharp.
Trying to figure this one out.
I don't like it at all.
I think the nose is outstanding.
Yeah, the nose is beautiful. And the flavors that you can get to once you wade through all the bitterness are good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like bitter, 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 bitter taste. Bitter, 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 bitter than the taste. Like you got.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Obviously, the brewers wanted to make a beer like this. So you can't fault them for this, but this is severely imbalanced for my palate. So
okay.
That's got negative remarks.
Well, do you have a number in mind?
I'll let you go first on this one. I'm trying to decide between two numbers.
The nose was excellent, but the flavor kind of really let me down then after that. And it was kind of like the bitterness was a lot more than I typically like, you know, a nice citrusy backbone to it if it's going to be bitter like that. And it kind of wasn't there. I want to give it a 3, honestly. So I really hope this is not one of my beers.
I was between 2 or 3. And I think the nose is really the only thing I like about it, so I'm going to give it a 2.
The nose is excellent, we'll say that. The
nose was fantastic.
Rebecca gave it a 5.
Hmm.
She
like it a hops. Yeah. She like it a hops.
I guess so. She's getting up there.
I will not be finishing.
Do you have any sort of guesses on what the beer is?
Death in a glass.
Death in a hop death in a glass. Yes. I'm going to reveal it.
Hop murder.
Hold on. We're about to reveal it. Oh, God. It's the truth. Imperial IPA by Flying Dog. This is one of my beers. Damn. Wow,
Flying Dog.
Mm. Damn. 8.7% alcohol.
Phew.
You get a 3.
Yeah, I gave it a 3. Kyle gave it a 2. And Rebecca got it a 5. Rebecca liked it.
I give everything a 5.
I've had this beer before, and I really liked it. So I don't know what the difference is.
That is the truth. The truth is bitter as balls.
Yeah. I don't
look
know.
At that bottle when you're done with it.
No, you can have it. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Take a gander.
Man, that's sad for me. Very sad.
Imperial IPA.
Yeah, it's an Imperial IPA. What is it? 8.7%. So obviously I'm already behind in this beer knife fight. So that sucks.
I like the message on the label. Full disclosure, this beer came to fruition because we saw a gap in our portfolio and we wanted to increase our market share. That's literally all the descriptive text on there.
Well, and that's why it's called the truth, because you're being honest about it, and you gotta respect that.
We didn't have a hop bomb, so here is our hop bomb.
It truly is a hop bomb.
Wow, that was painful.
So, Kyle, you did not like it.
No.
I guess. That's putting me pretty far behind.
Like, honestly, Raging Bitch is, like, the peak of my hop. Like, that's as hoppy as I can.
Racer 5. Racer 5's hoppier.
I don't think so. Can I drink
totally
them?
Is.
Side by side?
Side by side.
I think IBUs is, because 90 minute, what has like 90 IBUs, and I don't think it's bitter at all.
You don't think so?
I mean, it's bitter, but it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not more bitter than Racer 5 and all them.
Yeah. Well, since we have a little bit extra time here, a few things I want to talk about. One, Kyle Norman had sent me a text message, and it asked me.
The lesser of two Kyles.
No, he won the beer knife fight.
It doesn't matter.
You're the lesser.
I'm the host. He doesn't have a microphone. I do.
Oh, there you go. So he sent me a text, and I guess this was a situation where he was just kicking back at his house, having a few brews, and he just kind of happened by a question. So he texted me and wanted to see if I knew. I did not know the answer, so I looked it up, but I want to share it with everyone. He asked me why do they call it Imperial IPAs and double IPAs? Is there a difference between an Imperial IPA and a double IPA?
That's a good
question. So I was immediately like, huh, you know, I never even thought about that.
I thought they were synonymous, honestly.
And actually, you're right. When I looked it up, they are the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. Like, when I looked it up, it was like, Imperial IPA versus Double IPA. The reason that people shorten it to Double IPA is IIPA are the letters for Imperial IPA. Double IPA.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
It didn't make sense to me at first, and that they would be the same, no, but I looked up the meaning. You know, I was just like, okay. So,
Double I, like two I's.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
I was under the impression they were different.
Really?
Although they always were around the same ABV, and they tasted about the same, you know, same characteristics a lot of the time. So, I was like, well, what is the difference? And problem solved. But, you know, I liken this very much to, like, in the wine world, if anyone out there knows wine, Syrah versus Shiraz. That grape varietal, you know, they call it Syrah in the United States, but they call it Shiraz in Australia and New Zealand and South Africa. But it's the exact same varietal of grape. It's just wherever you are, you know, just call it something different.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of the same thing. So
Syrah,
I would.
Shiraz.
Yeah, and I would be interested to see if it's regional. Like, if you have breweries from different regions, if they choose Double IPA or Imperial IPA. Because I'm trying to think, and have you really seen any breweries around Maryland that have said Double IPA or Imperial? I mean, obviously, we just had that Imperial IPA by Flying Dog,
mm-hmm.
and they use Imperial. Trying to think.
Big Dipper.
Double IPA.
Yeah.
So they don't do Imperial. So I guess it doesn't necessarily matter by region.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's just interesting.
I think it's funny that Double IPA means IIPA, but then people, you know, abbreviate that as DIPA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of funny.
Yeah,
that's why I never would have thought of Double IPA meaning IIPA.
Yeah.
So I'm just so used to seeing DIPA.
DIPA. Which DIPA sounds really cool.
It does sound
cool. Let's be honest.
DIPA.
So if I, for that reason only, I would go with Double IPA if I'm going to make one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go Imperial. I'd go Double IPA because it sounds cooler. DIPA.
Dipper.
This is the brutal battle Dipper.
Dipper, boy, I tell you what.
Doing that kind of voice reminds me, something else I was going to bring up is the fact that there is a craft brewery that is going to be the very first craft brewery to sponsor a NASCAR.
Wow.
Did you ever think you'd see the day when a craft brewery would sponsor a NASCAR?
I'm going to guess it's Sierra Nevada.
No.
I'm going to guess it's Anchor.
No. Guess, no, I can't even, guess cans. They're very well known for cans.
Oscar Blues?
Oscar Blues,
wow.
Indeed. Yep, Oscar Blues will be sponsoring a NASCAR.
That's interesting.
I heard about that, and I was just like, what? And then I was thinking about it, I'm like, does that demographic that watches NASCAR predominantly, are they really into craft beer? I mean, I guess they could be.
Yeah, I'm sure some of them are, obviously. You can't really make the broad, you know, stereotype.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my overall opinion's been that, you know, NASCAR fans are typically people who like macro beers, but at the same time, I guess I kind of believe that any person who drinks macro beers just has not been introduced to the proper craft beer for their palate.
Yeah, I agree.
So I guess maybe through doing this, they can start turning some heads and...
People who, they just think all craft beer is hoppy. They're like, oh, I don't like hoppy. You know, that's always what they say. You know,
that
like,
is
I don't
true.
Like hoppy. It's like, not all craft beers are hoppy.
Well, it's interesting you say that, too, because I was talking to someone at my office recently, and they found out that I did this podcast, and they were like, oh, I know I heard you do a beer podcast. So they're trying to, like, talk me up on craft beer, but they obviously didn't really know craft beer all that well. So I was polite, and I didn't, like, call them out on things, but they said to me, they're like, oh, I like craft beer, and they were, like, naming some of the beers they like, and they were like, they said, like, Blue Moon and Line and Kugel and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, and I did say that, well, those are macro beers, they're owned by, you know, macro companies, and he was like, oh, okay, well, and then later on he says, well, I like craft beers, I like really hoppy beers, and I'm like, okay, you like Blue Moon and you like Line and Kugel, and those are really hoppy beers. And I think that's really talking to how you're saying macro beer drinkers view craft beer.
Yeah.
Is if you're drinking what is considered a craft beer, it's inherently hoppy.
Yeah.
Which is totally not true.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so that, I mean, that was just, that was interesting. I did not bring up the fact that he contradicted himself with that. Because I was like, this guy could potentially be a listener. I'm just going to let it go. I'm like, yeah, tell all your friends. So, yeah, I'm doing shameless plugs at work all the time for us.
Good.
Just know that. I'm pounding the pavement.
I'm always telling people I'm recording, but they, none of them give a shit.
Yeah,
they that's really sucks. Everyone at my work hates me.
Well, that's not good.
They're all assholes. I hate them. Fuck them.
Well, maybe you should be like Jane and bring in homebrew and stuff.
I'm actually bringing in lasagna tomorrow to win some brownie points.
People can get down with that.
Yes. We made some lasagna, and we're going to bring some lasagna, and it'll be fabulous.
Well, it is that time.
Yes.
Mystery beer time.
It looks like we are looking at Budweiser and Guinness.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kind of does.
It does.
Actually, by the look of the head on the top of A, it looks like that might be hoppy itself.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe it'll outshine the truth that I put into the beer knife fight.
I hope so, because I didn't like it.
I'm feeling very bummed out about that.
You were all happy when we started. You were God, like, I'm going to kill him.
Well, now I think I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
Because that was one of my really good ones, I thought.
Nope.
The rest is just going to be hop water, I guess. The
truth hurts.
The truth does hurt, in a sense.
All right. A, golden, pale, see-through, depressing color.
No, I think it's a good color. I think it's a color that can be indicative of a very nice citrusy IPA.
We shall see. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Let's take a sip.
It is very pale.
Perfume?
Oh, God. Oof.
Oh, man. It smells really hoppy. I like the smell of this. I really, really like the smell of this.
Ooh, God. It smells like a perm.
Damn, this smells good.
It smells like a perm.
No, I'm getting, like, hop resin. I'm getting just, like, ridiculous.
I'm getting perm.
Oh, man. It's good.
No.
This is good. It
smells like when I'd walk through the mall when I was a little kid and have to hold my breath when I walk past those salons because it smelled like perm.
I see where you're getting the perm, but what you're getting the perm from is a mixture of the resiny hop scent and the citrusy hop scent coming together.
Well, they come together to form, you know, they're not Devastator. They're not the Constructicons forming Devastator. They're forming Perm Stank, alright?
Perm Stank.
Perm Stank.
Form Perm Stank.
Alright, let's
Yeah, that definitely would be a Decepticon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, let's try it. It smells good to me.
It tastes better than it smells. Yeah. I'll give you that.
It's actually pretty nice.
Not crazy about how it tastes, though.
No, I think this is the truth, and the other one was a mistake. These are switched.
But the thing is, I have to, like, hold my breath when I'm drinking it, because if I get any of the nose, it completely ruins it for me.
Really? Ooh.
I hate the
nose. The astringency is getting a little strong on that. And I get a little peppery note to it.
Yeah, it's peppery, yes.
That's weird.
Black pepper, definitely. Freshly cracked black pepper.
It's like, it hits you with a bunch of citrus in the front, and it gives you that resiny taste, but then it just, like, it's like pepper on the finish.
Some lemon, apricot, pepper.
There's a little apricotiness to it, too.
Yeah. I do not like that.
That is interesting.
I'm putting A down, and nope.
It does kind of taste like if you ever make fish and you put lemon pepper on top of it. It's a little lemon peppery.
I get a little bit of like clover, kind of.
Yeah, I can see that.
A little bit of clover in there,
I can definitely see that.
Not a fan. Mm-mm.
The aftertaste is very resiny, too.
Yes, in my mouth. Not good. I feel like I need to brush my teeth after drinking it.
Well, let's give B a shot.
B looks like maybe like a porter. Looks very like ruby red when you hold it up to the light, but very opaque. Dark brown ruby red, kind of.
I agree with that assessment, definitely. It's got a nice, pretty nice head on it that's not tan, but a little reddish brown, I'd say.
It's pretty brown, yeah.
Reddish brown. I'm getting sunflower seed scent again.
Ooh, yeah. Like sunflower seed. Husks. I get some maybe maple syrup or caramel or something like that.
Yeah, I can see a little maple syrup on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit.
Very interesting.
It's sweet. Almost like sickly sweet, you know what I mean? Like a little too sweet. Maybe like a molasses kind of going on there.
I could definitely see molasses.
Mm-hmm. This could be good. This could be very good. I have a feeling this is going to be one of those bodies that's really thin, and you want it to be a little bit syrupy. With all these aromas, you want it to have that thick, nice body, and it's going to be maybe a little thin.
I actually do get a little licorice. Mm-hmm. Just a tad on the end.
I like the smell of this. This all right. is all right. Let's go.
Taste it. I got licorice in the beginning of that.
Yeah.
I really did. I'm definitely getting that sunflower husk.
Yes.
With it.
Big time. That is a very good way to describe it. That is exactly what it tastes like. It's a little salty on the back end. It's got a little bit of unnecessary bitterness for me again. Like, it does. It's got a decent medium body. It's not too thin, but I think it could go up a notch or two in body. It's not thin, but it's not quite there.
I get some coffee to it. Mm-hmm. I do. And the astringency is there.
Yeah.
It's astringent.
I don't like the way this finishes at all.
It is kind of harsh.
Yeah.
The initial taste to it is like the licorice and a little bit of sunflower husk and some of that coffee. Well, you get the coffee as it's dying down. You get it licorice, small amount of licorice, then the sunflower husk, then a little bit of the coffee, and then it's just astringent on the finish. And a little bit soy saucy on the finish. Mm-hmm. So a little saltiness in here. Like.
Yeah. Mm. I'm toying with this one, though.
It's not terrible. Damn. But it's not that great, in my opinion, either. I'm going to go back to A, though.
Ooh. No, I was... Okay. Rewind. Renaissance Fair on Saturday. I had their beers. They have a brewery on site called Swashbuckler Brewing Company.
Okay.
On site, because it's the PA Ren Fair in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, is actually on at Mount Hope Winery. It's a winery, and they have an on site brewery as well. And I had their stout, and I forget what the hell it was called, because I just was like, I looked down the thing, and I was like, okay, stout. And this is what it reminds me of. It was like a
Like kind of in the middle.
Yeah. It wasn't like awesome, it wasn't bad. It was just like, this is a stout. I'm fine with drinking it, so. What it reminds me of, definitely.
All right. I went back to A, and I like A even more now after having B.
I like the way it tastes more, but that perm stank is killing me.
It's the resininess. Honestly, A, after it's kind of sat here and warmed up a little bit, and after kind of having my palate dulled down a little bit by B, A is standing out even more to me now, and I'm liking it more.
You should try the truth and then go back to A.
Okay, I'll try the truth and go back to A.
Do that.
Do it.
Because the flavor of A has grown on me a little bit.
The truth now tastes like a resiny cone of hops. It's just like, it's like very piney and very resiny.
Yeah. On the back end, it really finishes really sharp and really harsh. It is not smooth finish at all. That is just a brutal beer.
But then you go to A, and A is like much more crisp, fresh, vibrant, citrusy. Good.
If it weren't for the nose, I would be rating A a lot higher. But that's one of the worst noses I've had.
I mean, A's not like the best I've ever had, but I think it's pretty good. I'm down.
I'm not.
And B, I'm trying to figure out where I need to place B, honestly. Okay, I have my numbers. I know what I want to do.
I feel like I'm giving the same scores out, but I got it. I'm ready.
I'll go first on A, you go first on B. How's that sound?
Sure.
All right, so A, I'm going to give a 5-day.
I'm going to give a 2-day.
Jesus.
Because I hate the smell of perm, and that's exactly what it smells like. It tastes good, but I just cannot get past that smell.
So it's 3.5. All right. And what do you want to put on B?
I'm going to be a 4.
You're giving B a 4, I'm giving it a 3. So actually, they are both at a 3.5 then.
There you go.
Hey, how about it?
How about it? We tied.
All right. So which one do you want to know about first? Which one do you want revealed first?
You can go AB. It's fine.
All right. We'll go AB. A, Carlin's favorite for the episode.
His favorite.
But tied with B.
The Perm Juice.
Any guesses?
I think it's Perm Juice by Perm Brewing Company out of Perm.
You do have to guess the ABV, though.
That's hard on that one.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say like a 6.7, maybe? Something like that. Maybe a little... Hold on.
I'm going to say at 6. Well, I'm going to say 6.
I'll stay 6.7. I'm going a little higher.
Okay. It is... Oh! Okay. It is... It is Trogues Brewing Company. It's one of their scratch beers. Number 116, their fresh hop ale.
Yes.
Perm
juice.
Dang, they do not have the ABV on it, sorry.
Oh, well.
Because they have kind of like generic labels, because they do... The way they do their scratch series is they do... I mean, they're like experimental beers, and they just put a short run out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't surprise me that I really like this, because I had this not long ago, and I really liked it. It is brewed with Chinook hops.
Hmm.
It is strictly Chinook hops, and the cool thing is, within 24 hours, the hops for this beer were picked and shipped to Trogues, and then they got them in the brewing process, and that's why it's called Fresh Hop Ale.
That is fresh.
Unfortunately, this is not a beer that people will be able to get, because it's
gone
short run.
Probably, yeah,
it's short run. So, in that sense, it's a good thing it didn't do that too well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise we'd be in trouble trying to get more to do a face-off. Yeah. We do have a few upstairs, but that's about it. Do you want to take a guess on the ABV for B? Or what it is? Where it's from? What style?
On B?
I think you had a good idea with a porter, especially from the coloration.
Yeah, it's porter. I'm going to say like 6.2, 6.4, something like that.
I'd say like 5
and
a half.
Yeah, maybe even lower. Yeah.
I'd say 5.5 on B. That does have an astringency on the end. I don't know. I'm lost.
Yeah.
B with the 3.5 as well.
Pinpoint.
B is... Oh, no!
Oh, my God. My self-proclaimed favorite porter.
Kyle's favorite porter ever. Great Lakes Brewing Company, Edmund Fitzgerald, out of Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm just never going to say I have a favorite anything, because it doesn't matter.
5.8% alcohol.
Oh, there you go.
So we were there.
We were there.
Oh, my God. It doesn't surprise me that I wasn't that wowed by Edmund Fitzgerald. Kyle, you had brought some back from when you went to Chicago. And we shared a... I think it was your last bottle we shared.
Yes.
And, because I had heard this is, like, the best porter. It's often voted the best porter. And I was like, I get a lot of, like, leather to it. And, like, you know, like a soy sauciness and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I wasn't huge on it. That's typically not what I'm looking for in my porters.
In my defense. First time I had Edmund Fitzgerald was when I was just getting into craft brew.
And
very
that's...
early in my craft brew.
Well,
that was, like...
Yeah.
It's five or six years ago.
Well, that could be speaking then to something that we brought up a bunch of episodes ago about, you know, your gateway beers into craft brewing and just having an affinity
to
those.
You have the rose-tinted glasses, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, that beer was so good. And then you go back to it and it's like,
Yeah, yeah. And it is a good porter.
It is a good porter. Because I had that at Turner's Bachelor Party, you know, when I went out with... Sean and Matt and all them, and we went to Chicago, and we went to the map room and had it again, and I thought it was excellent, so whatever.
I guess what I'm really learning from all this is that pretty much all porters have a sunflower husk flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, because we had the old leg humper before, and that had the same thing. I mean, we've just had a lot of porters that have had that aroma, that flavor. It's interesting.
Yeah, I don't hate it by any means.
You know, on paper, I bet this looked amazing. You know, the Trogues
exactly.
Fresh Hop and the Edmund Fitzgerald by Great Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I do have to say, and I'm going to recommend this to everyone out there, and damn it, I wish I would have thought of this. I should have, instead of the truth, put in Great Lakes Lake Erie Monster. I should have found that and put that in, because that is a very nice Imperial IPA. So anyone out there who likes like a really hoppy, citrusy... Well, it's citrusy and earthy at the same time, but like real resiny and good Imperial IPA. Go out and get the Lake Erie Monster by Great Lakes Brewing. Very good. So Kyle, episode 2 of this new beer knife fight, what are your feelings? You have any predictions?
Hops.
You predict there will be more hops?
Yeah, hops. Oh, what's coming? Sean kicking your ass is what I'm looking forward to.
Well, we had an IPA and an Imperial IPA. Do you think it's going to stay in that style?
Of course. For hop bombs, I mean, that is the hop bomb style.
I mean, you would think. I don't know
where else they're going to go. Barley wine? I doubt it.
I don't know. There might be some barley wines out there that are that crazy. Yeah. Who knows? Maybe. Well, we will find out next time. So everyone stick with us and listen to the next one. Thank you very much. And?
Keep it brutal.
Keep it brutal.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.